Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Good morning.
Morning.
How did you sleep?
I don't know that I did.
You slept. Trust me.
Did you?
No.
I suppose that's one of the drawbacks of being alive. Needing sleep.
Sure.
Oh. Oh, the fire feels well finished now.
Hours ago.
Oh, it's all right. I can feel the sun. Oh, that is a welcome feeling. I feel like I haven't felt the sun in forever.
You stirred a lot in your sleep.
Hmm?
You spoke a little, too.
Did I?
Yes. You seemed to yell, almost, as if you were angry.
Right. Well, I've felt on edge since the island.
This felt different. What were you dreaming?
Doesn't matter. Let's press on.
All right.
So, we've gathered a lot of information, and we haven't really had any time to process it. We came in to see a town close by last night.
Yes, a large coastal town, not far from here.
Yes. Let's just take a moment. The day seems warm, and the sand is soft. Let's just take stock of what we found.
Agreed.
Good. So, let's start with the letter to Anna from Sarah, Amanda. We haven't had time to really absorb it.
Time to use that investigative brain of yours.
Exactly. So, what were the details again?
There were names. Antoine, Henry, Emily, Anna, obviously.
Emily?
Yes.
Why is that name familiar?
Emily was a girl that went missing, remember? The one that...
The one that led us to the house that started all of this.
Yes.
Right, the basement with the secret chamber. The stone slabs and the gateway are what we perceived as the gateway. That wall had a mural painted on it of a monstrous creature. The one that you said was Shub-Niggurath.
However, that is not behind all of this.
Right. Emily's last name was McFarland, right?
That's what the file said, yes. And you said that she was found in a field.
Right.
Dismembered.
Near the house on Pelican Lane, which led my partner and I there. I remember that you were very upset by her death.
Was I?
Yes, you got very heated with me, remember?
Well, I'm not sure why. Anyway, yes, the second paragraph reads, I never left that basement. The events that happened 10 years ago, the stone slabs, the cavernous walls, Antoine's final plan, the portal and Henry's sacrifice, all of it stayed with me.
Yes, we deduced that this was the house, the one we went to. Whoever this Henry is, he's the only other male mentioned. He sacrificed himself for them, presumably.
She goes on to mention that she saw Antoine in a photograph that led her to the island. All of this seems to be around Antoine and perhaps this Henry character.
The one who sacrificed himself.
Yes, maybe he was a cultist who had a change of heart. I don't know. But whatever happened, it failed. Shub-Niggurath did not come forth and the girls were free. Except
for the part where they were wrong, she says.
She wrote how he fit into this story.
He being the king in yellow. She said something about him coming in after.
Yes, it says, the one who came out of the gateway after. You know who I'm talking about. The one who wore yellow.
So this Antoine opened a gateway for Shub-Niggurath to enter. Henry foils his plan, and in the end, something else comes through.
Something that has nothing to do with any of them. She says very clearly, he simply used the portal because it was there.
So the girls see this thing, and he leaves them alone? Until now? Something is missing.
They must have done something to stave him off. Something to end him, to trap him, to...
Well, how do you stop a creature like this? A being that seemingly can possess the insane and drive those with weak-willed minds mad. Mad enough to inhabit.
Wait.
What?
There was something. We read something. Maybe in her first letter. No. No, it's not here. It's...
What?
I don't... Oh, it was written in the margin of one of the books we grabbed.
John, be careful. Last time you read from that, you went somewhere else.
It's fine. I just want to look at it. Yes. Here, in the margin. She translated, Song of my soul, my voice is dead. Die thou unsung as tears unshed.
Should that mean anything to me?
I don't know. But above it, she's mentioned a pallid mask.
And?
A pallid mask, Arthur. Don't you recall?
No, we haven't really even... Wait.
Yes.
The bookshop, back in Arkham.
Exactly.
There was the man who fired on us. He wore a pallid mask. A white mask, you called it.
Which means
they wanted your book. Why?
There is an order that may still exist, those who worship the king in a town north of here called Leary.
Right, which means that we should head there. Funny, despite being out toward the island and back again, we haven't really traveled that far since our accident. The accident after we found
the baby.
Yes.
Have you thought about her much?
No.
Are you...
Anything else in the letter, or these books, which I'm not keen on looking into just yet...
Well, the ship we just came from...
is a whole nother world of strange, but as far as I can tell, has nothing to do with us, so let's just compartmentalize it for now.
All right.
Leary is our next stop. We still have a fair amount of money, and, well, I'd really like a bit of a fresh start on all of this. We know that there is an order that may still exist in that town, so I say we head there, set up shop, so to speak, and begin trying to figure out what all of this is about.
It sounds like a plan.
Now, which way was the town?
Head towards the water. Wade in a little bit. Away from the tree line. Maybe I can get a good look.
All right. I feel good about this, John. I feel like we have new questions, a new path to follow. Even if it's the same one as before, but... Hell, maybe it's just about being out of those handcuffs. But I feel like once we get to town, shower, buy some new clothes... I'll get to feel like my old self again.
I'm glad to hear that. The town is too...
Wait.
What?
What is that sound?
What sound?
Listen.
I don't hear anything, Arthur. What are you... Oh my god. It's the severed head Callum had. Leave it, Arthur. Just...
No.
No? Are you mad?
I don't care. Kellen said this thing has answers. And that it knew who you were.
Arthur.
Who do you call master?
You.
What does it say?
You can't hear it?
Arthur, please just listen.
You know what this is, don't you?
I
mean what it really is.
I just...
Don't lie to me.
It's something caught between worlds.
Which worlds?
This one and the dark one.
Is it... Why does it want to speak with me?
I don't know, Arthur. But dealing with forces...
Why do you want to speak with me?
Master.
Why are you so afraid of this, John?
This thing is not Kellen's sister anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know what happened to her when she was alive, but something attached itself to her. When she died, it stayed.
So this thing...
It's not from here.
Like you? So why the...
Not like me. I am in this world now. This thing... It has one foot in both worlds.
Both? You mean
it's a conduit. A servant of those monstrous forces that...
So you do know what this is. Why are you lying to me, John? What do you think is going to happen?
These powers, Arthur, they are exactly what people like that Antoine and... It's why these cults exist. Men lay down and bow before entities like this. Their draw is inescapable. Their offerings are visceral.
What do you mean, offerings?
This head will corrupt. It will offer things. And all of it will be easier to deny if we just leave it behind.
What kind of things?
Answers.
Answers? To what questions?
Arthur.
John, we have a lot of questions. If it could help answer them...
If I thought this would help us, don't you think I would have said take it?
I don't know. How do you know that it will corrupt? How do you know any of this?
I'm not sure.
So isn't it possible that you're wrong?
Perhaps.
John, I know you fear the dark world immensely. Isn't it possible that your fear of that or returning has clouded your feelings? Look, this thing wanted to speak with us. It wants to help.
It doesn't want to do anything. It has to help. And I don't know why.
Let's get back on the beach. So how does it even know things?
I imagine it's a vanguard.
Vanguard?
Beings controlled by powerful entities from the dark world that choose to keep many fingers in this one through people like Kellen's sister. The Vanguard watch through their eyes, gather knowledge.
So you...
No. I'm trapped in here. And you can hear me. A Vanguard would only watch, could only watch, and is never with a foot in this world, and all to serve whichever monstrous entity they were bound to, but something is different here.
So their power lay...
Within their ability to look through many eyes. They are information gatherers.
How do you know all of this?
I don't know.
This dark world, you described it as a junkyard originally, a place where everything just moves about in madness, uncontrolled and unyielding. You make it sound like it has structure.
Even a junkyard has order. Don't misunderstand me. These are ways of explaining it to you. The workings of the dark world are not so cut and dry.
But why do you know this? Did you speak with a Vanguard? Were you a Vanguard?
I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Regardless, this is an information seeker. We should use it. Something mundane, so as not to give it any clue as to where we're going.
Nothing about the pallid mask or...
No. Nothing about that. But something that still has value. Something we still need information on. In the letter, she wrote to an Anna.
Yes.
Who is Anna?
Well?
It didn't answer.
I suppose it takes time.
Time? How long?
This isn't an all-knowing creature, Arthur. It's an information seeker. It will look into what it needs to.
Well, that poses a problem, because we can't walk into town with a severed head.
Obviously.
What part of this head is the creature bound to?
I imagine that Kellen kept it because it was his sister. The entity within does not use the mouth.
So it may only need a small piece?
I would think so. What are you taking?
I think a tooth is all I can take. Everything else is waterlogged and rotten.
Use the stick. There. Yes. Yes, there.
Fuck. All right. Well, hopefully the tooth will be enough.
I think so.
All right, then. Shall we head to town?
Yes, I think it's about time.
Well.
I don't know, Arthur.
Don't know what? I hadn't asked anything.
I don't know if this was a good idea.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Now, where are we now? A forest?
Yes, the beach leads up to a forest. I can still see the water on our left. It looks like we could follow the tree line all the way along the shore.
Let's keep the shoreline in sight. Follow with that next to us. I think it's easier than trying to find a road, and ultimately, I'd rather be keeping a low profile over a high one.
True enough. Though what I said before is still true. You get to be Arthur Lester again.
Right. I guess Lawrence Holder went missing along with that, the boat that the police were,
Relax, Arthur. We're pressing forward now.
Yes. With a few cards up our sleeve.
You pat that pocket like it carries an answer.
You heard the head.
I didn't hear anything. What I told you was that...
Yes, yes. Enough of that. Now, from what we know, there is a cult in Leary that worships the King in Yellow.
Yes.
I can't imagine it's going to be easy to sort through. Most of the time, these secret societies don't really make a name for themselves.
No, but you have a fair amount of money and nothing waiting for you back in Arkham.
True. What are you saying?
You alluded to it previous. Let's take some time. I think Leary might be a place to set up shop for more than a night.
There is bound to be a hotel, or at least a place we can lay down for the night.
Rent a room, get a lay of the land, so to speak.
Right. This is what I do. What I did.
So how would Arthur Lester, private investigator, go about finding a cult?
Now that's a question I can get excited about.
Good. It's about time you got excited about something.
I would set up a cover story. Something that would allow me to ask questions without bringing up problems.
Reporter?
No. They're a bit too hated. I'd have more doors shut in my face.
Right.
No, someone that offers something to the person I'm asking answers of.
What could you offer them?
Oh, information, money, anything really. If we had a name to be asking after, I would say I would be someone looking to pay out a final will and testament.
Smart.
But we don't. And regardless, this is all a bit of a dream.
What do you mean?
Well, the King in Yellow is still looking for us. We don't have the privilege of spending days asking around.
No, I suppose you're right. I guess I got a bit carried away.
But it doesn't change our goals. Just our approach.
Speaking of approach, I see a bend up ahead.
Oh.
Yes, I can't... There's a large boulder at the water's edge beside us. Let's climb up. Yes.
Right.
It's a large town, Arthur. A number of buildings. It looks to be a coastal town. Lots of fishing boats.
Like Harper's Hill?
Larger. The town extends back up a little bit, as if built into the hill slightly. Curved paved streets wind their way up, stopping at each of the buildings, themselves clustered together. It all seems to lead near the bottom, towards the town square.
Lovely.
It is. Perhaps it's just because of where we came from, but this town does seem like a haven.
Based on what some of the townsfolk may worship, I doubt that's the case.
Nonetheless, the beach will bring us out towards the docks and a pier. There are a few buildings there, storage and the like, and... There's a tall building on the waterfront that may be exactly what we're looking for.
Oh?
It looks like it may have been a hotel. It looks too purposeful to be a building solely for storage or workers.
All right, then. Let's move.
Right.
Let's check in, get a room, wash our clothes, and shave, maybe. Oh. Then once we're all put together and shower and have a meal and...
All right, Arthur.
Sorry. Just the prospect of having a proper rest is almost palpable.
Let's remember...
Yes. We'll stay as unseen as possible after check-in.
Yes. The pier is just ahead. You may need to... Wait.
What?
Oh!
Fuck. Ow.
Sorry, Arthur. I was about to say duck.
Is this the pier, then?
Yes.
Should we just climb up?
We could, but there are some people down the way, and staying unseen...
Right, right. For now...
Ideally, we want to be seen as little as possible.
Okay.
The docks are to our left. They stretch out towards the water. The pier is just above us.
Who is that moving?
There are a few fishermen out on the docks. Some back further inland on the pier setting up bait and dropping their fish into barrels.
Odd. This is something you do for entertainment, not work.
Maybe it's the weekend.
Is it? I don't even know what day it is.
Do you have any up-to-date?
Slow down a bit. The pier is moving towards the land and up towards the hotel. Take a right here.
So it is a hotel, are you sure?
Most definitely. I can almost see the sign above the back door. Stay low here. All right. The pier is about to end, and then we'll... Yeah, there's a small gravel hill leading up to the back deck of the hotel. This way. No, your left. Yes. There. Good. Just a bit more. Perfect. You're on the deck.
Did anyone see?
I don't think so. Take a look back. No, they're all pretty preoccupied. Plus, the deck drops down a bit here to a seating and dining area. This must be for waterfront diners and lunches. Although, the tables are all in poor shape. Not really up for guests.
Fuck.
Yes. The door is just ahead.
No!
The door opens a bit, large enough for an arm, but the chain has locked the double doors together.
Fuck.
The Elderwood Inn.
Elderwood, eh?
There's a sign on the door. It says it's closed for the season until warmer weather.
Warmer weather?
I don't know. It could be that it just never opened again. It does look fairly old.
Well, fuck. What now?
This might not be a bad thing.
No?
Arthur, we needed a place to rest, and we wanted to stay out of sight. We have a hotel with our pick of rooms, plus supplies and no questions.
Maybe you're right. How large of a gap did you say this was?
About as wide as an arm, maybe your leg.
Could we fit through?
It doesn't seem impossible. You may damage the door or the lock, however, which means there wouldn't be anything stopping anyone from following us in.
Not ideal.
Or you could try the front, or even a window along the side, but...
But someone may see us.
Exactly. At this moment, no one has seen you come up this way, to my knowledge. Either way, a bed in a safe place lay inside the Elderwood. Shall we try to fit in the door, or find another way in?
If they haven't seen us here, let's not risk it. I think I can squeeze.
All right. A little more.
Damn.
One of the links broke.
Bugger.
Odd that this place is locked by a chain and not a standard bolt lock.
Yes, I hadn't considered that. I wonder why.
Well, no use in it now.
Can the door shut?
Of course, but there's not much keeping anyone out.
Is there anything heavy we can use to block the door?
If that's what you think makes sense, I'm sure we can find something.
Just temporarily, maybe, until we sort ourselves out.
I think a blocked door would be more concerning to anyone who happened to check it, whereas a broken lock...
Could just have broken. Right. Okay, then.
Exactly.
Let's just leave it for now. So where are we?
This is a short hallway. It heads forward maybe 30 feet or so before a few carpeted steps bring us up to what I imagine is the lobby. To the right and left of us and along this hallway are doors.
Just two?
Two on the left and one on the right.
Right. Well, first thing I suppose is to make sure that we're alone.
So?
Let's start with this door on our right. The only one on the right.
Correct.
Here?
Yes, but the... But the carpet is a bit uneven.
Uneven? I nearly tripped.
I can't tell if the carpet has just been improperly rolled or if the wooden floor below has broken or become swollen with time.
So we're leaning more towards this place being abandoned then, yes?
Perhaps.
Not surprising. A large hotel like this outside of Arkham isn't going to have droves of people coming in. Maybe they had to close from lack of traffic. Here?
Yes.
Right.
This was once a well-equipped kitchen. A large bank of stoves and basins line the right wall. A large metal island runs the length of this long rectangular room, and a prep station and shelves line the left wall. I imagine at one point they were filled with food, but now...
Empty?
No. Rotten.
Rotten food?
From what I can see.
Anything else of note?
Not that I can see. There's a door on the opposite wall that I imagine leads to whatever dining area this hotel had. There's also a walk-in freezer farther back.
Well, if we want a bite to eat, it might be worth scrounging around a bit. Maybe we can find something canned or something that survived whatever happened.
I suppose so.
I'm concerned this place wasn't just abandoned.
What do you mean?
Can you gather a story of how it was left?
I mean, there are knives still out, cutting boards as well. It does look like people left in a hurry.
I'm starting to think this place didn't close due to lack of guests.
Why did it close, then? What was that?
Movement. Upstairs?
I don't think we're alone.
Options.
Leave.
And what then? If this hotel isn't open, what other one will be?
Are you saying we stay here?
I'm just saying let's think for a moment. Look, more than likely it's a vagrant, just looking for a place to lay their head.
Sounds familiar.
Which means if we stay out of their way...
Except, as you just said, this place didn't close due to lack of guests.
I just mean to say it looks like whoever was here left in a hurry.
And what caused them to hurry?
If you had asked me a month ago, I would have said something more mundane and straightforward, like the staff walked out or there was a gas leak.
And now?
Now we have nowhere else to turn without seriously compromising ourselves.
Arthur, I'm impressed.
Why?
You hardly seem like the person I first met back in Arkham.
So you've said.
This is different.
Look, the truth of the matter is that we have set ourselves on a path. The path will lead us to the depths of an organization we have yet to discover fully.
Right.
I have no illusions to the path we are treading. I may not be able to fully formulate the words, but I know that we can't afford to run from our problems anymore. Look, the island taught me that.
Did it?
That woman in the caves. Killing her...
Right.
We're no longer able to sidestep these things. In fact, there's a part of me that feels as though we should begin facing them.
Seeking them out?
Yes, maybe.
Why?
I don't know. There's a part of me that feels with each horrid encounter we grow stronger, more experienced, more resilient.
More aware.
Maybe. Maybe it's that simple. Perhaps the more we learn of this darkness, the more I feel we can combat it.
Armitage warned you of this.
Who?
The old man back at the library in Arkham.
Right, right.
So then, what do you want to do?
First, I want to find something to eat.
And then?
And then I still think this is a vagrant. The most likely cause, Occam's razor. We'll continue searching this hotel until we find them.
All right.
Is there anything here?
Yes, there's a can of tomato soup.
Brilliant. I have not realized until now how famished I am. Where is,
To your left. No. Yes, there.
Ah. And,
Check the lowest bin. There's one on top. Yes. There, on top. Yes.
Perfect. Smells fine.
Enjoy. Arthur, you mentioned back on the beach that you had a daughter. Right before falling asleep.
Okay.
You also made some noises in your sleep, as if you were shouting, angry.
John, I don't want to talk about that.
I understand, but it made me realize that you've asked a lot of questions about me and where I come from, but I've never made efforts to find out much about you.
So what?
So, what happened to your daughter, Arthur?
I don't want to talk about that. Drop it.
How can you...
I said drop it! You may have control over my eyes, but you do not have control over what I choose to share. That is out of your grasp. Do you hear me? Do you?
Arthur.
What?
The door to the dining room is being opened. Still think it's a vagrant? Call out. Otherwise, I suggest you hide.
Well, where can we hide?
The freezer behind you.
God, the smell in here.
Quiet! Stand up a bit. Step back.
What?
There's a small window here I can see out.
Can you see who's entered?
The door has stopped swinging, but no, I don't see anything.
Well, that's odd.
Yes.
Let's just wait another moment. Maybe we...
There! Movement!
Someone?
No. Something.
What?
On the floor. A rat.
Oh. Well, that's not uncommon. Though to open a door that...
Wait a minute.
Why?
I'm not entirely sure what this is. Arthur, this creature is large.
A large rat?
I... It's about the size of a cat, but its body and tail. It is small and furry, but it has a bare, prehensile tail and a narrow, sharp-fanged mouth. Jesus. Its nose. It's subdivided into small tentacles that seem to writhe constantly.
What the fuck?
It's shuffling around the kitchen looking for scraps.
Where?
It's heading to the door we entered from. I no longer can see it.
What on earth is going on?
This doesn't seem like it was from this world, like the hound that hunted us back in Harper's Hill.
You think the king still...
No. I don't think this is the king, necessarily.
What do you mean?
The creature in the water, the thing in this hotel, they all seem to be...
Seems to be what?
Oh, I don't know. Slipping through, I suppose.
Slipping through what?
Doesn't it seem odd that all of these things began to happen after you opened the book? My book.
You think I caused this? That we...
I don't know what to think yet, other than that we can't stay here.
Right. Let's get out of here. Can you still see it?
No.
All right. Fuck.
Keep moving.
Where?
Out the door it entered through. Behind you. Yes. Yes, there. You're now in a large dining area. The tables are turned upside down and on top of one another. The area on the floor is cleared. Arthur, keep looking ahead. I can't...
Sorry, just the door.
The dining room is vacant. Large glass windows are stained with dirt. I can't see out them to the street, but they provide enough light to show the broken chandelier in the center of the floor.
Is this a different room from the lobby?
Wait.
Or... What?
That's not a chandelier.
What do you mean?
Arthur. That is a nest.
A nest?
Arthur, we should leave.
Agreed.
No, not back through the kitchen. There's a door ajar leading to the lobby. Just quietly follow this wall to our back.
Are you?
Trust me. The nest is moving, as if alive.
How many?
I don't know. Arthur, there are some glass to our left. Take a wide step to your left.
Stop! Did they?
No. No, keep going. The door is just to our back. Just push it open and step through. Lock the door!
Jesus fucking Christ.
We're in the lobby now.
And?
Nothing I can see. It's an empty, if not once elegant, foyer. Large stairs lead up. There's a desk and a front door.
Unlocked?
It is barred entirely.
Fuck! Maybe they're just in that area of the hotel.
Head back and lock the door to the kitchen, at least. Left.
What the fuck were those?
Creatures not of this world.
We need to leave.
Agreed.
Where is...
Jesus.
What?
It's there. By the back door, near the kitchen entrance.
Does it see us?
Yes. It's staring right at us. its black and yellow eyes studying us as the tentacles that hang from its snout writhe and move about in the air. It's sitting back on its hind legs. Arthur, we need to move. I can hear them moving from the dining room.
Where do we move to?
You're right. Run down the hallway. Now! To your left. The stairs. Faster. They're falling. You're right.
Where are we heading?
I don't know. Just run! You're on the third floor now. Turn left and head down the hallway. Try one of the rooms. Locked. Keep moving.
Are they?
Slowly. But they can't see you. Wait!
What?
Right. Now. A little more. There. The door to this room is open. Don't say anything.
Jesus Christ.
Something is wrong. These creatures...
You said that. You think we've done something all those weeks ago when we opened that book.
Doesn't it seem like it?
I don't know. Yes, maybe. Let's just focus on now. Why was this room open?
I don't know. I can't see anything. The curtains are drawn. It's absolute black in here now that the door is shut.
Well, luckily I'm used to navigating in the dark.
Only I'm not able to warn you.
I can manage. Here.
Leary, this hotel has the perfect vantage point. I can see the square and the buildings surrounding it. A post office, newspaper, grocer. They all seem fairly quiet. No one is out in the street, even.
Well, maybe we can climb out a window or down the side.
Arthur, someone has been living here.
How so?
They have things laid out in an oddly neat way. A suitcase open on the dresser, clothes laid out on the bed.
A suitcase? Well, how old is the stuff?
I don't know, but it doesn't look that old, Arthur. It could even be... Arthur, I think someone is in the bathroom.
We need to leave now.
Wait.
What?
On the bed, laid atop the clothes, there is a pallid mask.
Like the one we saw back in Arkham, the person who shot at us wore.
Like the one signifying the king in yellow. I think they're just about done in the bathroom, Arthur. What are you going to do?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.